Do you see anything in us, let's say more or less genetically, what would be called an addictive personality? It's just, it's their nature to be addicted to things that come their way.
Those who seek approval very often find themselves in that situation, for they are wanting so much to please others, and there are always those offering influence about what one might do.
Mm-hmm. A major magazine recently had a tremendous, well, I guess the feature was totally on addiction, but basically on that. One major actor here in the United States said, "I was trying to escape a feeling that something in my life was undone or loaded with bad luck," and he had moved to heavy drinking, cocaine, and prescription drugs, he said. Would you respond to that a little bit about that? "I was trying to escape a feeling that something in my life was undone," and yet he was an extremely, I'd say, financially and apparently personally successful man.
It is often the case that one who becomes addicted to some drug or to alcohol does so out of a wanting to escape. And the reason that most or anyone would want to escape from this physical life experience is because they have created or attracted something that is different from what they are wanting. You see, when you do not understand how it is you get what you get, mm-hmm. when you are listening to all of those who say they have the answers, who are telling you you are not getting it because you are unworthy, or you are not getting it because you are unlucky, it is not different from playing in a ball game where the rules have not been decided before the game starts, and where another is making them up as you go along, always seeming to make the rule up to your disadvantage. And so we see in this physical place, your planet Earth, mm-hmm. that there are many beings who are not joyous in this delicious physical experience because they do not understand how they're getting what they're getting. They are continually blaming themselves or beating up on themselves for not being stronger or better, or they are continually blaming someone else for having done something to their disadvantage. All of it bringing them with a great feeling of hopelessness from which they are trying to escape. We say to you that as more understand the eternal universal laws, as more understand that it is through the power of thought that you invite into your experience, then there will be far fewer who are wanting to escape. There will be more who will want to now enjoy the deliciousness of the physical experience that they have created through their thought and through their words. You did not come forth to use your body to make things happen. You came forth to use your mind to create, and then to enjoy the deliciousness of what you have created with your body, you mm-hmm. see.
A lady in the same article, and they commented, the article commented that she was addicted to alcohol now after she had just overcome a 26-year attachment to amphetamines, which is some sort of a drug. Anyway, she said she felt sad and empty after her husband's failed campaign for the presidency. What would you, if she had come to you and say, my husband didn't make it to the presidency and I feel so sad and empty, what can I do to get my feeling of joy back?
We would say this to her. You are feeling sad and empty because you are focusing upon what you do not want. You wanted your husband to be president. And as he is not, now you are focusing upon the lack of that which you want. And any time you are looking at what you do not want, you are receiving negative emotion. Your inner being offers guidance. And whenever your inner being is aware that you are focusing upon what you are not wanting, you will receive negative emotion. It is the agreement that you established prior to your emergence into this physical body. There are only two emotions. One feels good and one feels bad. And when you receive the good one, you call it peace or joy or enthusiasm or love or happiness. That good feeling is communication from your inner being that you are in this moment thinking or speaking or acting toward that which you have intended.
Sure.
And in like manner, when you receive the bad one, which you call guilt or anxiety or fear or hatred, there are many different words that you use to describe it. Mm-hmm. your inner being is saying to you, you are focused upon what you are not wanting. And the reason your inner being is telling you that is because your inner being understands that as you are thinking about it, you are attracting it. And as you are not wanting it, your inner being is offering the guidance or the warning, you see. Sometimes we call negative emotion a warning bell, a warning to say to you, you're attracting what you do not want. It is point of decision. What do you now want?
Often it's people who are so addictive that others feel that their lives are out of control, or they've decided that, are committed or have themselves committed to what we call institutions. Comes to the point of sanity or insanity. What is sanity? What do you feel is insanity from your perspective?
As your society speaks of sanity, what they are really saying is those who are acting or behaving in accordance with that which most of us agree is proper. From our perspective, there is not that which is sane or insane. There are only those that are more willing to conform to the norm and those who are not. Anyone who is not willing to conform for whatever reason is considered abnormal or, at the other extreme, insane. It might be interesting for you to realize that if you took any large segment of your population today and put them back 50 years in time, they would all be committed.
Right.
It has nothing to do with who they are. It has to do with the comparison against, you see. It has nothing to do with right or wrong. It is comparison. And we are not interested in comparison, for we see no value, only detrimental value.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The tendency of your current society to want to make comparison of everything to everything, contributes greatly to the feeling of unworthiness that is experienced by so many, to the feeling of hopelessness or inferiority, and thus to the feeling of wanting to escape. As you are looking outside of yourself for the standard against which to measure your behavior, you always find yourself feeling empty or incomplete, because that standard is not outside of you. It is not measured by which group is largest and what they think. It comes forth from within, because you are much more than you are living only in this one physical experience. You have lived thousands of experiences while you do not remember them. But all of those experiences have been noted and have been observed and have been experienced by the inner you. You see, your inner being, or the inner you, is the sum total of all of those experiences. And so rather than going outside of yourself to try to establish how you should behave, we encourage you to pay attention to the way you feel in order to know that. So many are drawn to drugs because they are able to dull or disassociate from this physical world that they know is upside down, and sense or feel the inner world, which does feel more stable. And so the addiction begins often out of that wanting to find sense of self. We say to you, the way you feel comes forth from within, and you must trust that above all else.